The heels of Jordan's boots clicked against the hardwood floor of the foyer. There was a squeak as her toe depressed the loose floorboard. The sound of a crackling fire drew her to the parlor. It was an inviting sound, a comforting sound, given the maelstrom that whipped the leaves of the trees outside and threw pellets of rain against the glass of the windows. Jordan paused in surprise. A strange dog was curled up on the carpet in front of the fire. A greyhound, if she wasn't mistaken. A racing breed with long limbs, powerful shoulders, and a long spine. He was curled into a ball with his back to her. White speckles dusted his ginger fur, and the fire threw his shadow long and soft against the carpet. The bones of his spine made a row of low mounds down his back. He was thin, this dog. The hallmark of his breed, she supposed. The dog sensed Jordan's approach and lifted his head, facing away from her, ears cocked. He got to his feet, slowly, stiffly, and padded in a small circle to face her. His jaw and mouth were dusted with gray, his once bright hazel eyes were milky with cataracts. A scar carved its way down the side of his face, just in front of his right ear. He had the noble face of the greyhound breed, fine and sleek. As they looked at one another, Jordan gasped. This greyhound was her father, Alan. The fire blew out. A wisp of smoke drifted from the blackened logs and disappeared up the chimney. Outside, the gale of wind and rain screamed on like a coven of vengeful witches. The shadows of the room turned blue and cold. These shadows were dead, the evil creeping shadows that lurk where fire doesn't live. Jordan shivered.
Dad?
She took a hesitant step forward. The greyhound crossed the room on stiff hips and a limp. Jordan came to her knees, her heart pounding and her mouth dry with distress.
Dad, don't leave me.
Jordan's voice trembled, and her eyes pricked with tears. She put her hands on the dog's withers. The greyhound drew close and lifted a paw, resting it heavily on her knee. He wuffed out a sigh. The greyhound's mind whispered to hers. I'm tired, Jordy. So tired.
Dad, no! Don't give up!
A tear tracked its way down Jordan's cheek.
I'm coming for you.
The greyhound's pink tongue licked the skin of Jordan's chest, just under her left collarbone. She put her forehead against his. He licked her again, his tongue warm and slow.
Dad, don't leave me.
He licked her again in the same spot, just above her heart. But moisture ran from the lick up into the hollow of Jordan's throat against gravity. The droplet turned cold and spilled over her neck into her hair. Jordan noticed only then that the hair at the nape of her neck was damp. She shivered.
Jordan!
The greyhound spoke in a woman's voice, making her start and gasp. Jordan flew awake like a small bird at the hoot of a great horned owl. She was panting, her neck wet, her eyes darting from side to side.
Where am I?
You were dreaming, Jordan.
The whisper came from a dark shadow bent over her. It was accompanied by the pressure of a warm hand on her shoulder. The sounds of the gale were real. Rain drove and whipped across the portholes, the creaks and groans of wood shifting and timbers rubbing against one another cleared Jordan's memory. Another cold drop struck her below the collarbone and ran into her hair. The ship. She was still on the ship. It had been a dream. Just a dream. She exhaled in relief. One of her wings jutted out awkwardly to the side. Her feathers trailed in the water that slid across the wooden boards of the cabin floor. The other wing she couldn't feel. It had gone numb beneath her.
Are you okay?
Ione whispered, sitting in the hammock next to Jordan's.
You were mumbling.